here at the 2018 Solero FinTech Conference, day number, what, 2.5 maybe? Something like that, somewhere around there, in this beautiful place called Whistler, British Columbia, that's still taking my breath away, and probably a lot of other people's too. You wake up, it's amazing. And we are here with Mr. Rick Cranston from CU Ledger. Rick, how are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. Great to be here.
Indeed. And how's the conference going for you guys so far?
It's fantastic. You mentioned Whistler. What a fabulous facility, and the hospitality from the entire team here at Solero has just been off the chain.
Second to none. And obviously, CU Ledger is making news left and right these days. If you want to give us a quick summary, just a quick update on where you guys are with the whole, with your process, the status, what's going on?
Yeah, great question. I'm not even sure where to start.
There's a lot going on.
So one, we're growing. So we're adding some core staff. Mm-hmm. The other great news is many of the listeners maybe saw a press release where we have just a small handful of shares left. Right, we've almost closed out the initial.
Congratulations.
It's fantastic. So real excited about how the industry has really come together around that. The other thing that we're doing, I'll give you another update, is we're hosting next week, actually, in Denver, a group of five large credit unions coming into town. And the idea here is to really build out a POC around deploying my CUID. Now, that's when it comes off the slide decks. It becomes real. You put it in the hands of real professionals from real credit unions who live and die with real member issues all the time. So real excited about bringing that group together. And then I'll mention this too. Hand in glove with that POC is the work that John Best, our technology advisor, and now Brian Bodell from Advantage Analytics, joining the team as our acting program manager. Those two guys are making things happen, and so we're really excited to have Brian join the team and partner up with John Best, as well as others on the tech squad.
It sounds like you guys are really setting the stage to really take off in 2019. This is the foundation that you guys are setting up, and then obviously meeting with the credit unions next week in Denver, going to get some great feedback there, I'm sure.
It's a fast-paced time, so Mike, a word of advice for you, buckle up.
Good stuff. I mean, because it's coming fast for sure. Yeah. So how can we make this more prevalent? How can we make blockchain or what CU Ledger is doing more prevalent with my CUID as well?
Yeah, you know, it really is about moving this POC forward, we believe. And then working through our investor community, we believe that our investors can actually create a tipping point for the industry. The key is really deploying that first pillar, which is my CUID.
Yeah.
If you think about it, you can't have a transaction or an interaction unless you first know who you're talking to, and that's key for us.
Indeed, and I like the dramatic music in the background as you're talking, so it adds a lot of drama to this.
Right.
I like this. We didn't plan that, but anyway, it's appropriate. So why is this stuff so important right now for credit unions? Why should credit unions really kind of get on the wagon with this?
That's an awesome question. I can tell you the conference has brought out some of these themes. For us, it's about being able to compete in essentially a new digital age going forward. The reality is financial institutions really across our industry have got to become better at competing, and we think removing the friction that's currently in between the member and a credit union is a great first step. Right now, it could be before you authenticate somebody, it could take anywhere from 45 seconds to a minute and a half or 2 minutes. That's friction. This technology finally allows us to remove that from the system.
Awesome. That's what we like to hear. Frictionless seems to be the word for 2018. That's the term this year. So.
Yeah.
All right, last question for you. Any advice for creators out there who may be kind of on the fence with blockchain or even self-sovereign ID, that type of stuff?
Yeah. I say this often. You may be cautious. You may be wondering where the technology is going. Mm-hmm. It's hard to imagine how it might be used. But begin the process of researching. Mm-hmm. Read, learn. Mm-hmm. Call us. We're happy to talk with anybody. We'll get on. I'll talk to anybody at all hours of the night. So feel free to give us a buzz, and we'll help the education process. But for those that are a little nervous about it, read, research, give us a call.
Yep, indeed. That's the best way to education. And this train, this CU Ledger train, it's a locomotive now, and it's getting some really serious momentum going. So stay tuned for more from these guys.
Thank you.
Rick, always a pleasure, sir.